Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Freed. It is so good to be here with you, Kay. It's just us two. Us two kids are here this week.
I know. It's just us this week. Mom's not here.
Yeah. No. Chris is off to do people know? Is he posting
about it? He's in Glasgow.
Okay, good. What?
He's in the UK.
The UK, foggy Glasgow town. So good for Chris.
Yeah, his friend's there who he hasn't seen in a while. So he took the week off.
Love it. So it'll just be Kay and I taking you through the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, overall thoughts, Kay. What do we think?
Overall thoughts. I'm honestly just so surprised that many people got engaged.
So I guess this is my question to you. This is my first time in a full Bachelor in Paradise season. Is that not normal?
No, I mean, it is normal. There usually are couples that get engaged, but there are also are couples that, like, they'll just decide to leave the island together and not get engaged. Like, the drama of, you know, Marissa being, like, so upset when she thought that Riley wasn't going to propose is kind of crazy because it's like, okay, well, but you can still leave together. It's not a proposal or nothing.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. And it kind of played into the whole episode. I mean, we'll get to Noah and Abigail as well. Like, that kind of plays into, like, I guess, like, the one thing I can, like, I wasn't sure. It felt like the show was directing people towards engagement or not. Like, had they done that before? Like, is that the vibe? Because they were, like, you know, Wells and Kaylin and Dean, they're like, now's the time to have those serious conversations. It's like, they all have phones. They all have DM.
Right.
Like, they're not going to, like, disappear. You know, they don't get sent to their country and locked up in COVID again. Like,
and also, Dean and Kaylin left Paradise not engaged.
Yeah, and then went and lived in a van. You know, so, like, I mean, the idea that Dean and Kaylin are the serious, oh, we're the old couple here, the ghosts of couple future. Make sure you talk through things so you know when you can pee in the bucket in the van. Like what?
It's really strange, especially because of Dean's last time on Paradise, which was tough. Like, okay, he basically got dragged on Paradise because he had he was with Christina, and then Kaylin shows up. There's all this, like, drama with him, but I don't know. It's just like having them be the ones that tell you, well, you got to either, like, get engaged or leave, essentially. And then on top of that, there was also rumors that Dane and Kaylin were going to get engaged on the show. It was like an article. I think it was on, like, Us Weekly or something. Yeah.
They're not even engaged. And they're the ones telling people you got to get serious. See, this is where it's fucked up. And there was a ton of hypocrisy in my eyes in this episode. And it was interesting to see, even with no roses to be given, there was still a rose dynamic at play. You saw it when the men with the women who weren't that into them trying to get them towards Fantasy Suite. The men where the women were into them too much were ending it before the Fantasy Suite. And then towards the engagement, it was the women being like, I hope I'm getting given a ring, aka a rose. So, I mean, you can take this as deeply as you want, this show. I like going deeper with it because then what are we doing here?
Yeah, right? You know, like, why would we have a podcast if we're not going to break it down?
Totally. So, I mean, if you want to relate it to your own dating life and the people you're seeing, and when you're like, well, this guy, like, all of a sudden bailed, and he said he wanted to be, he said, I want to be serious. And I'm sitting here being like, I don't want to get married. Look how it plays out in this show. People cut bait before things get real and people dig in, you know, to get things more real. You know, it's interesting.
I think also part of it is they don't want to be the one couple that doesn't get engaged, like feeling like left out. I think that's also part of it, having that like pressure of, am I going to be the only one that doesn't get a ring? And then we're on the beach with like these three couples and I'm the only one that doesn't get a ring.
Well, you could see that you're totally right. There was tons of relationship comparing going on. And this happens in ecosystems. This is an ecosystem. This is the beach. And, you know, it's like, you know, you go on. If you're in a fraternity or a sorority and you have a formal, and at the formal, you know, it's all couple, you know, like everything kind of like matches each other. Like when, you know, when a group of friends, when the first one gets engaged, the rest of them get engaged. This is very normal and true to life. So I could understand where you see like Joe and Serena, and you see like, you know, and then Marissa's looking at, you know, Kenny and Mari, and then being like, well, I can't be the loser, even though she's winning. Yeah. She's got the guy I that know. She wants.
It's like, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point is finding love?
But you know, say that to any person who's waiting for an engagement and they're the one at the wedding, at the singles table or whatever, or they're with their boyfriend or girlfriend and they're looking across them and everyone else at the table is married. You know, this is true to everyone's life, and that's why I liked Bachelor in Paradise, because it did feel like as close to dating and relationships as it gets on a TV format. But then when they shoehorned in this engagement at the end, it kind of blew that up a little bit.
Yeah, they did. This is how I feel like they just want to keep this whole premise of you go on to Paradise, you get engaged, and that's how it works. All of these Bachelor episodes or seasons have been ending in a, maybe we don't need to get engaged yet. Let's just see what happens. And I think they're like,
at least with the Bachelor, that's the premise. Like, we got on this island. They're like, have fun in paradise. And then like an episode ago, they're like, we got to get serious. It's like, wait a minute, I thought we were partying. Where are the margaritas? Yeah, like, what's going on?
I know. We just came from prom and you expect me to get engaged?
Yeah. Is someone pregnant that I don't know about? Did we have an oopsie? Yeah, I don't know. It was just like, I don't mind when people are disappointed by a non-engagement on The Bachelor. Like, I kind of understand that Cinderella story. This, I minded that we were it felt pushed into that, like, out of nowhere. It wasn't even the premise of the show. Like, I would have been totally cool with, like, I'm going to get to that later. I just think, like, this show could be changed for the better. And especially, this was a 3-hour episode. This could have been an hour and then a live show to catch up with the couples.
Where was the after the final rose? That's what
Give
I was
us that.
Like, I thought that's what was going to happen on the third hour of the show.
Like, how did they not see, like, Bachelor in Paradise is an obvious copy of Love Island, right? Like, that's the obvious copy that they're going for. But why wouldn't they strive to be better? Like, they could have copied Love Island and done Love is Blind. They could have taken the ending of Love is Blind and the beginning of Love Island, put them together and made a kind of a perfect dating show. And they opted out of that. But yeah, so let's get into the episode, right?
All right, so here's a brief synopsis of what's went on this week. Abigail and Noah realize it's not really paradise after all.
Dean and Kaylin read off a teleprompter.
Aaron and James choose bromance over romance.
Wells tells everyone to fall in love or get the fuck out.
And somehow people actually got engaged. What did you name this episode this week?
I named it "Fuck It, Let's Get Engaged." Like,
honestly, yeah.
Well, it didn't even seem like they took an engagement seriously. They were just like to me, it's like the amount of serious I take an engagement is like it just does not match the seriousness with which this engagement was taken.
And also, like, part of that, just going, because that's It's very true, because if you think about it, all of these couples who get engaged on Paradise, like, nobody's planning a wedding. Like, all of these, a lot of these bachelor couples are still engaged. No one's planning a wedding. They're just using that as like a, okay, let's get to know each other more. So that's the whole thing. It's like, so why get engaged? Get to know each other more and then do it.
I guess the feedback would be to get the free ring. Like, yeah. I guess that's what someone would say, which is a fine point, but also something that no woman would write on the My Story page of their wedding website.
Facts.
Like it again, back to hypocrisy. Like, everyone wants this magical thing. And then if a guy ever said, yeah, I got a deal on a ring, that's why we're getting engaged, the woman would be like, I'm fucking insulted. But that becomes the feedback from people who are like, well, if I could get a ring for free, it's like, that's just not how humans work.
Yeah, no. I mean, Ari and Lauren just got re-engaged proposed, sort of like JoJo and Jordan. So They've already been married. They have three kids. Ari and Lauren have three kids.
They have three kids. And I'm on my on a Bachelor podcast.
Yeah.
This is what's happened. I started watching.
It's crazy.
I remember their season. I remember them. Remember that picture they put up right after they chose each other when he dumped Becca?
Yes.
And the dog was in the car and the dog was like looking at them like he wanted to kill himself.
Yeah. I'm dead. Yeah. Ari and Lauren have three kids. But he re-proposed this past week.
Wow.
And with a fat fucking diamond.
He must be selling those houses.
Selling those real houses. Estate.
It was a good year in real estate for suburban Arizona, I guess, or suburban Phoenix.
Yeah. So they got re-engaged. But I guess that's the whole thing. It's like Hannah and Dylan. They're still engaged. And it's been like years.
Well, that's the thing. If it's for the if your reason is that they should do it for the ring, then you have a very very unemotional and you have a very practical look at relationships. Let's just say that to those people who would say that. I think most people do not have a practical look at relationships. If you're practical about relationships, then you wouldn't get married and you'd say, you know, we'll split everything practically once we decide to split apart or we'll stay together forever.
Yeah.
So in the case where you're not practical relationships, you go, I don't understand. In a way, you're being dishonest with each other already in this relationship. Mm-hmm. We'll see how this goes after the engagement. How about we see how this goes in an adult way where we talk about how an engagement's too soon?
Yes.
And we have an honest conversation.
Hello?
You know?
I mean.
Okay. What was your name for the episode?
I named it Till Paradise Do We Part.
I mean, it felt like this. It was a bloodbath.
A lot of couples broke up. I mean, it went from a whole cast to six people to three couples. Yeah, you know what? This isn't quite right.
They're like, you're going to have to, to move on, you're going to have to tell each other your middle name. And they're like, nah, that's too serious for me. Goodbye.
Hard pass. Really hard pass.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10, soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Okay, so let's get into the episode. So it starts off with Noah and Abigail. It picks up, you know, where they left off last week, wanting to, well, Noah tells Abigail that he was falling in love with her. Abigail doesn't say anything back. And then the next 24 hours later, Abigail's like, you know what? I'm ready to, you know, tell him I'm also falling in love with him. And Noah's like, just kidding. You're not my person.
I'm out. Yeah, explain that. That's a brutal way to look at it.
And then they both go home.
Well, they both go home, which I kind of starts everything because, you know, do they? So I guess we can always connect the dots looking backwards, which we shouldn't do. But you have to wonder, and it's kind of goes into what we were saying. Was the vibe at the beach engage or go home? Because Noah and Abigail kind of start that. He's like, if this is over, I'm leaving the beach.
They're kind of like forced out.
Well, okay. So my issue with their breakup is it's breakups suck and whatever. I didn't like that Abigail tried to make him evil afterwards.
Yeah. There was
like,
a bit
Noah
of that.
Noah leaves and then Mari is telling the story confidently as if she was there with them. Mari doesn't know what the hell happened.
Mari is living in some sort of dream world.
It was delusional. To me, Noah said I love. And now here's the response I've been getting, because I'm here to defend Noah. I'm not here to say he's a great guy. I'm here to say breakups happen. I'm here to defend men having emotional change of mind.
Yeah.
like men having emotions, because the idea, first of all, we have to remember back to their first date.
Yeah.
Their first date, Abigail legitimately says to him, I'll spend years just hanging out with guys.
Yeah.
Didn't she say
that? She did say that. She was like, I take things really slow to the point where it's like, we'll just be like talking, like it's staying in the talking stage forever.
Forever. And it's like, if I heard that and I saw that happening before my eyes, that would control my emotional connection to someone. I would be like, maybe this isn't for me.
Especially after you're like, I'm falling in love with you, and they don't say it back. And then you're like, oh.
And then I agree with you. And the response I got were people saying she wasn't looking at him, so she couldn't read his lips because she's deaf, which, if she said that on the show, then I would say, okay, maybe don't you run right up to him and go, hey, I wasn't looking at your lips. Let me say it back to you, or let's go back to that point. She didn't say that. She said, I didn't process it.
Yes, yeah, she
I didn't
said,
really.
Correct.
She said, you know, and so, and everyone, listen, this podcast is about watching the audience and the show. I hear from the audience, and people go on their own trek towards she couldn't read his lips. That's not what she said at all. She said she didn't, I didn't process it. It happened very quick. And it's like, if I'm no at that point, I'm putting myself in his shoes. I've told someone my feelings. I'm trying to get feelings out of them. I tell them my feelings. I then see their reaction, feel their reaction. Now I get to react to their reaction.
Yeah.
And that is when he's allowed to say, you know what? I've tried over and over again. Also, it's not like they were in the boom boom room every episode. So it's like, we haven't been physical. This is ending in, I guess, an engagement, or I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, the way this episode's going. So what's his options? His option is to go, the connection isn't there. And then, which is fine, which is upsetting. Like, I understand why Abigail would be upset. But then to turn everyone and tell this story that, like, you know, he said these things and
like
that
you're
made
not my
me
person,
say I love
blah,
you.
Blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff is crazy, too. I don't know. I mean, there was really no other decision for him. That was the only choice, really. That was the best choice that for him to make, because him staying with her.
He's allowed to make that choice. Yeah. He's allowed. This is my point. He's allowed to make that choice. Mm-hmm. The idea that because he made that choice, he is now a bad guy. I mean, the way Mari was retelling the story, she's like, and then she's like, I'm blindsided. It's like, yeah, everyone is a version of blindsided in a breakup. Like, I'm not, you know.
Anna said she was blind. Said she was blindsided and led on.
Again, this is like, there was a theme of like, you're like the male emotional state, and I hate to be this guy, but it did kind of scream this episode where it's like, match, you know, it felt like a lot of the people on the show needed the people. I'll take gender out of this. A lot of the people on the show needed they, because Thomas kind of did this too, where mm-hmm. they, if their emotional state wasn't if they weren't rewarded for showing their emotions, then the other person's emotions were wrong.
Right.
It was just interesting to watch. And listen, I've been through breakups. This happens sometimes. Everyone wants to be able to like go with their friends and be like, he's a dick. And everyone's like, ah, yeah.
It makes you feel better. Because it makes you feel better, not just because it's the truth. Like that. I hate all my boyfriends just because for breaking up with me, not because they were bad people, just because they broke up with me. Hello.
Sure. it was just interesting to just watch it happen. You're like,
yeah,
you know, she goes off with like, and then Serena, you know, Serena, Chelsea and Mari like go off with her and like they do like the, you know, the sad Avengers, you know, like they like group mm-hmm. up to like make it. It's just so interesting. And then, you know, at the prom, everyone's kind of making it about themselves. They're like, well, what's going to happen if Abigail, and that's when the comparing of relationships happens. That's going on at the beach that we're talking about. They're like, if Abigail and Noah could break up, then what could happen to us? I mean, I thought we were stable.
Reaction.
Yeah. And you're like, and it's like, well, maybe it's not about you.
Yeah. Just because it's their relationship doesn't mean it's yours as well. That happened with the whole Marissa thing and Riley when they came back, from that party. Marissa mm-hmm. hears one thing about Chris Conran talking to someone else with instead of Jessenia, and Marissa's automatically like, I can't believe I'm still here, like Riley's cheating on me. And it's like,
where did this even come from? But that is kind of the pressure cooker that mm-hmm. is the beach.
Yeah.
You know, that's the ecosystem. That's all eyes are on me. And all these people that go on these shows, they're more, I would say someone going on The Bachelor is someone who would think they're the main character more than not.
Definitely.
They're all just a bunch of main characters thinking, oh my God, everyone's going to think I'm going to be embarrassed. Like,
mm-hmm.
no, we're all thinking of our own notification
ourself.
Yeah.
All right, well, so we get to the cocktail, well, the I guess the rose ceremony, because Wells cancels the cocktail party, because I mean, at the end of it, at this point, you're either in a relationship or not. Like, that's
what else is there to talk about?
Yeah, if you haven't found anybody at this point, you need to like get out and go home. We don't need a cocktail mm-hmm. party to figure things out. And Natasha and Chelsea get sent home, which I mean, that was an obvious thing. I feel bad for Natasha. She really got the shit end of the stick this season. Really.
Natasha got screwed a lot this season. I thought she did a great job. You know, the car ride home is your opportunity to do your, like, kind of your
bachelorette pitch.
Your pitch, yeah. And I thought her pitch was a good one.
Great.
I thought her pitch of, like, I keep getting older. As I get older, it keeps getting harder. She's speaking directly to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
She is telling them, the audience is, I mean, I felt it. Everyone, if you're at home watching this and you're single or you're having issues in relationships, Natasha is your queen. And, you know, I felt it. Natasha's biggest issue is we're heading into a bachelorette season, which means we have to do a bachelor season, which means we have to do a Bachelorette in Paradise season. We're far away from another bachelorette.
It's going to be a minute. I don't know what order they're going to even go in next year, because it's, are we going to do another bachelorette that's three in like less than a year?
And it's the less popular show.
Yeah.
Like, The Bachelor is a more popular show. So it's even, you know, it's wild to me that they're doing two in a year.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a surprise. So it's I don't know what Natasha's next move is. I mean, maybe it's a return to Paradise and she does the thing where she's like, I didn't get my right opportunity last time.
I think that would be a good move. I think we bring her back to Paradise one more time. And honestly, at that point, if you can't find it, we just need to move on. Like, I would love for her to be the bachelorette, but like, at what cost? At what age?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, Claire and Dale just broke up. So
I know.
Again,
and Claire is probably going to be back. If Claire comes to Paradise next season, I will shut off the show and I will go find her and just try and make her feel and be like, Claire, are you okay? Let's figure something out. Let's get it together.
It's not going to work. Not here.
No.
Find some average Joe that will give you everything you need.
Joe Sacramento. Find Joe Sacramento and just make it happen.
It's not gonna
going
be
down
this.
This show. So Dean and Kaylin show up to tell them Paradise is over and they have to go to the fantasy suites or leave, basically.
I, on my life, swear, like, they had the amount of takes that this scene took. It really felt like they were reading off of a teleprompter or had cue cards in the back or were like, okay, getting like line readings from like the director. Like, it felt it didn't feel natural.
You're totally right. It was, I mean, this was not a good audition for them to be any on camera
ever
personality at all. Are they popular on social media? Like, are they beloved in a Caitlin Bristow way that I don't know about? Like, I didn't know Caitlin Bristow had these like
stans.
Fans. Yeah. Stans. Are Kaylin and Dean that way too?
I don't think so. I think Kaylin and Dean are just a couple that came out of Paradise and that's doing really well. And so they want to bring that back and show like Kaylin and Dean are, you know, they're still together. They're still doing their thing. They came out of this.
And I guess they can't bring on Dylan and Hannah G because he talks shit about the show. So
Dylan talks a lot of shit about Paradise.
Yeah. So this was the only option, I guess.
Yeah, I think so, because you're not going to bring on Ashley, I, and Jared again. Like, we're over, we're done, we're past that. At least I think.
Yeah.
I hope.
They've aged out.
They're aged out.
We have a baby to take care of.
But Dean and Kaylin, they were on last season of Paradise.
I mean, they looked like a couple that died at the resort and came back to haunt the show. Like, they were like not dressed. They were not particularly like showered. They look like
they drove their van to Mexico and parked it on the side.
Legit. Like I Dean looked like he was auditioning for the reboot of Hocus Pocus to be the soldier that rises from the ground. Like it is like,
it's true. And it, which is really surprising, because I remember Kaylin being on the show and them forming, like, getting ready to leave Paradise together or whatever. And I'm like, Kaylin, there's no way this bitch is going to live in a van. I was like, this is a beauty queen. I was like, there is no way that she is going to give up her life and become this like traveling like vagabond with her boyfriend and just not shower and whatever. But they do, and they've been doing it ever since, and staying at random places and just doing ads and being travel bloggers.
Someone told me that they settled down in Vegas or something, which of course they did. I don't know. It is they look like they just wake up and have a morning bowl and then just like ease into the day. Just a morning toke. And like, you could, they just looked, I don't know. It just was
edit
off
some photos and just like chill.
Yo,
what's our next trip?
Oh, let's go drive into the desert. You know, like it just didn't
feel right.
It didn't match the energy of the show. And also you're right. Like the cue card reading, you're like,
it was so like, weird listening to them. Well,
it was so weird. And then also Dean again, like I'm a dummy. This woman, finally showed me the way. It's like, dude, you did what Noah did. You went on the show to date and meet people, and maybe you're sitting in front of a guy named Kenny who banged Demi 17 minutes ago and is going to get engaged.
That so, like,
for him to be like, I'm such a dummy, and this gal, like, it was every, again, I'll repeat myself, it was every, like, my, our story,
mm-hmm.
where the woman's this hero and the guy's this, like, bumbling idiot that, you know, tripped his way into the perfect woman. You know, it's like, okay, you're both fine and you live in a van and you don't really deal with real life yet.
Yeah. And that's that.
And they're here to warn us about real life.
Thanks so much for the heads up, guys.
So basically everyone just sprints to each other to figure out, are we going to the fantasy suite or not?
Yeah.
And that's kind of, and you could feel it. I actually, this was my favorite part of the episode, was just everyone like, cards on the table. Are you in or are you out?
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What did you think about the Aaron and James thing? So James breaks up with Aaron, or breaks up. He would never. James breaks up with Anna.
Never.
And Anna's like, wait, I've never been more excited about anyone, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes back and he's like, Aaron, you want to like fucking go? Like, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I thought that was the most fun part of the whole season. I love that they put the Love Actually music behind it. Like they took the music from Love Actually, like which from like the most energetic part of that movie. They put it behind it. I love that like Aaron was like, Tia, come here. We gotta hurry this up. He goes and pulls her into like an alley that all of a sudden exists. And he's like, so we're done. And I loved how Tia react to it. Like, it made me, like, I thought Tia should have gotten in the van with them and moved to San Diego and been a part of their crew. Like, the way she reacted, I was like, she's reacting perfectly. I like them together. I want a docuseries on them just tearing up San Diego and being bros and having fun together. It you know, listen, something, you can make a friend out of this show. Like, I the idea that, like, you can't make a friend. Everyone listening, you've made a friend from work. You've made a friend
you
randomly out of nowhere
here.
Where you're like, wow, we're really, like, cool. Yeah, and it's like, I think that was so nice to see. And it was funny that, like, James is like, I came with you. Let's get out of here together. And obviously they had talked and they were like, are you going to, like, what's going to happen? And it's like, he's like, it's a choice between do I try to have sex on TV and not get engaged, or do I leave? And they're like two good-looking dudes. They're like, we're going to go have sex in the privacy of our own San Diego.
Aaron's face, the way it lit up when James was like, you want to get out of here, man? Aaron was like, yeah. And then it was almost like an afterthought. He was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. And then he was like, oh, wait. Actually, I got to go talk to Tia first really quick, but give me a second. I'll be right out. Like,
It was actually pure joy watching it. Like, I have to say, like, I was just, I fully enjoyed the, and even Joe was like, you know, the here for the right reasons. Like, he's right. Like, These are two seeming. That's why, like, I trusted Aaron's, personality profiles on people, because it's like, it did seem like those two guys were just like living their honest life on that beach, and like, and Anna, who came on here for redemption, looks worse. Even worse when she looks at the guy who's been nothing but honest, goes on a date with you, says he likes you, makes out with you, which is every, you know, makeouts happen, and then you're like, I feel like you led me on. It's like, Anna,
the amount of guys I've just made out with, like, and nobody's been like, I feel like you're leading me on. It's not.
He didn't take you to the boom boom room and then tell you, you know, let's see what this can be. And then he was like, wait a minute, I'm actually going to leave for San Diego. Like, that's not what happened.
You arrived like 36 hours ago. Chill. I don't. This is only the second outfit you've worn.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's just like, I loved the whole course of events. I mean, it was an interesting difference between Ed and McKenna.
That was cringe.
I guess, like, James, it is cringe because James looks like a guy who has standards and taste, and he's just like, yeah, you're a nice person, but this just isn't it. And then he goes off to the beach. He feels bad about it. Someone did like him and he's turning them down, which does feel bad. He grabs Aaron. He's like, we're buddies. Let's get out of here. Before this, I mean, if it had happened in reverse order, it would have looked even cringier, I think. But it happened Ed first. Ed goes up to McKenna and he's like trying to convince her into what? Like, go to the fantasy suite with me?
It was weird because it was like almost, I don't want to say begging, but like kind of begging. And yeah.
Well, he begged her on a date.
It's
and
like,
then
do you really
to go,
think that she's going to be like, yeah, let's go to the fantasy suite and leave this beach together after she didn't even want to go out with you after being locked up for weeks in a hotel room? She still wanted to say no and just leave anyways. Like, she's not going to, you're not getting it.
And it's like, there's 10 minutes left on the beach and you have to assume there's a point where it's like, think about if the end of the show, I guess it would be funny, but the two people to do it are not Ed and McKenna. But imagine the end of the show being three people getting engaged, then Ed and McKenna being like, yeah, so we're just going to see.
Yeah, we'll just figure it out. Like,
it would be how weird that it would be for them to be on the
show. I mean, they also live in different countries. Again, like, McKenna lives in Toronto.
And there's 10 minutes left on this show. Like, dude, get the free flight home. Go watch a movie on the flight.
It's time to wrap this shit up and leave and call spade a spade. And you're not getting laid. Like, that's it. Then, you know, Joe and Serena, they obviously want to go to fantasy suites. And then same with Riley and Marissa. But Riley decides to fuck with Marissa's head a little bit and sort of pretend like he's breaking up with her. Because that's what you want to hear.
I forgot about that. Well, I mean, do it. And she even says to him when he fucks with her, she's like, you know how I am. You know how I get. And it's like, I guess now that makes me more towards Marissa's side and this whole thing. Like,
hey, why does he have to do that? Like,
why does he have to do that?
I'm on Marissa's side.
It seems like the wrong person for that joke. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the other breakup was
Becca and Thomas. I actually was kind of surprised that this happened, but at the same time, I wasn't. There's two parts of this, because I'm surprised because they seem like super into each other. Like, I'm like, oh, they're definitely going to at least like leave together and see what happens. But then you have to remember, Becca's already been engaged twice. And has had two, like, Becca has horrible taste. horrible taste. So, like, and then so you have, you know, the Ari situation. And then you have Garrett. And then you have Thomas, who already does not have a good track record. So you kind of have to think, like,
he has a bad rep.
Should I do, like, am I going to be getting engaged to Thomas and then have this be my third bachelor engagement failure? That's tough.
I think I could understand that. And I also, to me, they were the perfect couple for, like, let's see what happens next. But I guess that wasn't really an option. Like, you know, I guess the beach vibes wouldn't allow it. We had three couples that were maybe getting engaged, and then you have this couple that, like, she's like, no on engagement, but like, let's see what happens. I have to trust you more. And Thomas goes into this crying spree. I think I saw you post it.
Not
you
said one tear.
Not one tear.
It was really.
It was just cry noises.
And this is where I was like, oh my God, Thomas is such a fucking liar, because he literally was just like, he really feels
he
like
really
a liar.
He really feels like a liar.
This exact moment, because I was like, you know what? He really does like her. Maybe this is, maybe we've been like going for him too hard, whatever. And then he starts to do the whole choke up voice, like, I just think that when, and I'm like, oh no. His eyes weren't even remotely even welling up. Like, I don't even need to see a tear, but like, you know, when your eyes get red and they kind of well up a little bit, nothing. It was dry. And then he starts wiping away. I'm like, what are you wiping away? Your sweat? Like, there was nothing happening emotionally there. And then I was like, you're a fucking liar.
And she says, she goes, I didn't hear any of this until now.
Again.
Like, all, and it's like, again, this, it's like, again, we're in this like rose that doesn't exist rose situation where he's like, I need you to get to the next step. And it's like, why do you need this so much? What is your motive here? Yeah, it was. And then he gets into the van in his bathing suit. And I was like, dude, change.
Chill.
Like, that's not a comfortable van ride. But then Becca leaves and she gives a speech about like how, like, you know, just like you're saying, the engagement.
But she also, and then she starts questioning it, because Thomas is a master manipulator, and she starts questioning it. She's like, maybe I made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
In the van already. And now they're, you know, they're back together and taking things. Oh, they are. So they had a whole thing at the end of the episode. It was like the ending credits or whatever, where it gives you.
I thought those were just jokes.
Oh no, a lot of them are still together. So like Becca and Thomas are in a relationship, or at least like making things happen.
Okay. See, like that's a more, again,
I
they
know,
needed an
but
after
I guess
the final
that was
rose.
It.
They needed a live version. I guess that was it. All right, well, good luck to them. I don't trust him at all. I don't see anything behind his eyes. It feels like he's always reading script, but
he's very good at it,
not in a Kaylin and Dean way. You know, let's,
they go to
the fantasy suites.
I mean, no, not really. They get to go to an actual hotel, sleep in a bed that doesn't have sand in it, and they get some AC for a night. I would fall in love with anybody if that's what this, after 3 weeks of a sandy, sweaty bed. I'm ready to, if I'm in a hotel room in a comfy, clean, air conditioned room with a hot guy, I'd be like, wow, we are in love, aren't we?
Sure. I totally agree. It was interesting to see the three differences between the three couples. Joe and Serena kind of felt like they were having relationship sex already. Marissa and Riley still felt like they were doing, you know, I mean, they did have
it's
the whipped cream
and
all that stuff, but that still felt like they were doing kind of like, a lot of like commercialized sex. Kenny and Mari just felt like they were like learning about each other still. Like the more we heard, the more Kenny opened up, the more I was like, if I were Mari, I'd be like, oh my God, what am I getting into? Like Kenny's like, we don't say I love you. We say, go fuck yourself in my family. And he's like, this hotel's bigger than my apartment. It's like, oh my God. Like what apartment am I going back to?
Skirted out of that fucking hotel room so quick. Like, no.
Yeah. And then, you know, Kenny kept like saying to Mari, he's like, you know, there's a lot of life you haven't seen yet. And it's like, what?
You manage
boy band. Like she hasn't gotten her. She hasn't gotten her seventh star tattoo. Like, I think she, and then Mari, like,
she's
totally
like, I'm ready to get engaged.
Like, no,
she's
fine.
Like, I feel like
I'm let's do this.
Yes, I'm, you know, only 25, but I feel like I'm at a different point than other people my age. And I'm like, yeah, we all thought that. We all thought that we wanted to get married young. Yeah. And here I am 32 and I have no relationship in sight. So I also thought I was going to get married young.
That's right. Wait till she's in a condo in suburban, Illinois, hanging, you know, like dealing with HOA stuff at 26. No. Like, it ain't the same. You know, you're not going to, I don't know. It just didn't seem all that great. And then, so, but the only interesting part was when Riley left and he whispers in her ear, he's like, I got a lot of decisions to make. And then Marissa's sitting there crying, saying, I need an engagement. And you're like, come on.
Why?
You need it? She didn't even say I need an engagement to Riley. She's just,
I don't
like,
even
I need
think she
engagement.
Would care who she's getting and engaged like, to at this point. She just wants to not be left out.
It didn't seem, I agree. And it was just like, it is interesting, the dynamic of like, you know, it's supposedly them giving each other roses at the end, but it's like,
yeah,
not really, you know, like it felt like, it's like, I'm ready. And if you're not ready, then you will be considered a piece of shit. And we're going to watch me, you know, have a temper tantrum on a big dock on the beach that's meant for an
absolutely
engagement.
There was too much pressure and it was just really dramatic and it put a bad taste in my mouth, honestly, and it makes me think, man, they are not gonna last, because if you're, especially like, you know, when she was like, you know how I am, you know how I get, when he made that joke, no, he shouldn't have made the joke, but if you it's think about that, it's like, what is she, is that how insecure she's gonna be forever? And this is the beginning. This is the beginning. You should be
at every turn
in the, like in the, what do you call it? The honeymoon, the like, everything's perfect. You're not fighting. It's sure. Amazing. You're just obsessed with each other stage. Mm-hmm. But if you're that insecure at the beginning, what is it the rest of anything going to be like?
Yeah. That's a point where it's like, again, that's where you become adults, where you're like, hey, I'm not ready for an engagement, but I am really enjoying your company and I do love you. Let's see what this is off of the beach. Like, everyone's fallen in some sort of love on vacation. And then you go get home from vacation and it's sure just is. Different.
Sure is. You don't have the beautiful beach. So. You don't have like the scenery. You don't have the meals being made for you every day. You actually have to cook your meals. You have other friends. Yeah. You have other things going on in your life. Like,
you have to get home from work and go to the gym because you just want to feel like a normal person and not have the other person go, we're not going to hang out after work. And you're like,
that's just what it's a whole thing.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So Marissa and Riley they end up getting engaged. Kenny and Mari, they get engaged. Nobody dresses up for their engagement.
I know.
None of the guys dress up for their engagement. Joe comes, and then we go to Joe and Serena's the final one. Joe comes to the engagement pulpit dressed like he's doing rounds at the grocery store.
Just
and then,
missing the apron.
And then Kendall shows up.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think about this?
The Kendall... So the feedback from the audience seems to be a lot of the people who do the thing where they're like, this is the producers. Okay. You want to sound cool and like you're in the know and be like, this is the producers. I can't stop you from that.
Yeah.
But Kendall has to say yes. Kendall wasn't in shackles being dragged out, you know, by the producers to go talk to Joe. Kendall went out there on her own, you know, on her own 2 feet. And for what? To tell him that, like to me, it was like one of those things that's like, hey, Kendall, maybe closure needs to be done on your own time. Joe's has his closure.
That was
he's
like the
given
third
you
time,
he's given,
too.
He can give you. What else do you need?
It was like.
Yeah. What did you think this was for?
I don't know.
Like what?
I think she
Did
was
she think
trying
he was gonna,
to get
like, run away
I think
with him.
She was looking for him to respond and be like, you know what? You're right. I think she kind of not wanted to stop it, but wanted to make him question it. And she wanted to hear something else like from him, because she was like, you know, I still love you. I wanted to like get over you. I wanted to get past you. And that's not what happened. I think she was just looking for a you know what? You're right. I still feel this way about you. Some sort of response to make her feel better.
Well, that's the biggest mistake that people make. And he did it. Joe did it again. He was like, we didn't end because there wasn't love. And she's like, okay, there was love. And it's like, yeah, it did end because it wasn't the right, wasn't the right match. Like, don't sit there and be like, well, we were in love. Like, who the fuck cares? You weren't the match. And Joe like sits, you know, tries to take the easiest way out because this person just keeps coming.
I know, just keeps showing up.
She's Michael Myers. She's like never dies. And it's like, who told her that? Like, when if the producers were like, "Hey, you want to like take one more shot at him?" Who did she look to go, "What do you think of this idea?" Like, she didn't run this by anybody.
The only way I made a joke about like the producers or whatever, but it was mainly like, I feel like she's being blackmailed in some sort of way. Like the producers have something on her. Like, if you don't get the fuck out there and try to get him back, we're going to talk about whatever. But it's definitely not that.
But you're saying the same thing that I'm saying. It's like, what makes her go? You know, like, it's not just the producer, again, we're saying the same thing. No. Like, the producers aren't dragging her out. They're not blackmailing her. So what is it that
I don't know. I can't make this happen? I could not see myself making that decision for any reason. And like, and then you have to think about, so she just stayed in that. This must have been decided beforehand because she has already sent herself home days ago. So she's just been like hanging out, waiting like she wasn't allowed to go home. There's no way they flew her out again to Mexico, put her up again just for a 30-second embarrassment. God. Yeah.
Hey, like, want to be embarrassed for 30 seconds?
So she must have stayed paradise, obviously, like in the hotel or whatever, locked away. Just to
it's her and
Alexa,
where Ivan's ex, the one Ivan hooked, her and Alexa just hanging, waiting for their shot, or they shot it out of order. I don't know.
It's so weird.
It makes no sense that she would so Kendall, here's your ticket. You're going to fly home. She's like, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to think this over. I might want to go get him back. Or they're like, hey, your flight isn't for a few. The only ways the producers really could have fucked with her is they're like, hey, so your tickets is going to be next week. We couldn't find you a flight this week. So we're going to put this TV up in your room.
You'll be good,
you can
right?
watch Joe falling in love.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to talk to him. Yeah.
And then she goes, I don't know. I just, the gag of it all is her and Joe not working out because of location. And he's like, you know, I don't want to live in California.
It's not.
She's like, I don't want to live in Chicago. But Joe's like, all right, Toronto. You know, like, we live in different countries. Like, I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Well, that again, you didn't have love in that relationship. That's the point where Joe, stop saying that. You're not helping her. Obviously, that speech isn't working because she keeps coming back. It didn't work because we weren't right for each other. Goodbye. That's what, you know, that's it. So Serena gets up there. I loved how he's like, my ex was just here. And Serena's like, come on. And then she goes, are you okay? Like, she goes back into
that was
like,
an amazing response. The fact that she
couldn't
asked,
fake
like,
it.
I would have been like, what the fuck? Not like, I wouldn't have been like, are you okay? Like, that was really nice of her to say that. That was the nicest thing she's done all season.
Sure. No, I agree. It was funny though. The
you're
minute
kidding,
she hears,
like,
she goes, "Come on," and then she just goes, "Oh no, you're kidding." And then she's like, "No. But are you okay?"
He's like,
you
know? "Yeah, I just wanted to like let you know." Imagine, no, I can't. That's actually my would you rather later, so we can talk about that later.
So, go through. So I did. I actually was like, okay, they're engaged. We're done. Let's go through just quickly. the things written at the end. Because I actually looked up at 1 second. It was like David Spade is on Cameo. And I was like, oh, they're all just jokey. But I didn't.
Yeah, some of them were definitely jokes. Like Kelsey Weir made some sort of joke about, I don't even know, like skincare or something. It was stupid. But some of them did.
I saw the Brendan and Piper.
Yes. So apparently Brendan and Piper, they said they're taking things slow. But recently, last week, all the headlines say that Brendan and Piper broke up. And during my weekend recap, I was like, oh, yeah, well, Piper mentioned something at GovBall to me about like, yeah, my boyfriend lives in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, because we apparently can't keep secrets on this fucking podcast, starts commenting on every like news outlet, on everybody's post, being like, well, K York City said on The Bachelor that Piper.
And I'm like,
y'all, nothing is sacred.
Well, K's and weekend like, told me.
This is supposed to be between us.
I love it. I love it so much.
But apparently they're broken up now. But I guess obviously this episode was recorded before that. Mm. And so they were just taking things slow. I mean, I just don't think it panned out after the whole, you know, getting kicked off the beach and all the airing and all the drama around it. That'd be really hard to tough it out.
Yeah. And then you get under a microscope that's a little bit different. Like, you don't have people cheering you on. You have people cheering against you.
Correct.
So I can imagine that's a very difficult thing to, like, move into as a couple. Just too much negativity. Yeah. Again, honeymoon phase. Like, you don't really even have a right to that. So the other ones were
James and Aaron, our roomies in San Diego. Marissa and Riley are still together. Joe and Serena are still together. Becca and Thomas got back together. And then Abigail and Noah are hanging out and working through things too, which I almost outed on my Instagram story during GovBall.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Case weekend strikes like, again. The
nothing
new
is sacred. All these like Bachelor accounts, they're falling. And so they saw it was like one story of me and Noah, and then you could see Abigail really small, like far in the background, and they're like, you can see Abigail here and blah blah blah, and I was like, y'all, nothing is sacred anymore. And so they are working things out, and honestly they are such a cool couple. Like, they're so fun, and Noah is so fun, Abigail's truly so sweet, so I'm glad that they are working through things.
You could understand why they became like the couple.
Definitely.
Of the beach,
the they're so fun.
Really
like
cheering for
really, really cool people. And that's really it with the couples.
Yeah.
Bachelorette starts not next week, but the week after. So October 19th.
Here we go again.
So yeah. So
ready.
Next week, the three of us will be back and we will be breaking down all of Michelle's guys. The usual. Are you writing your recap,
suspects.
Jared? Are you going to write your recap article? You got it in you?
If I can find the time. I don't know.
Those are tough.
This Bachelor might they're tough. The Bachelor might break me. I mean, like...
It might break
usually
me.
Usually it's like... Well, I went from doing the Bachelor and Bachelorette. Then the pandemic happens. Then I'm like, okay, fine. Let me do the singing one, and then I'll do every Bachelor, Bachelorette, and then it's like Bachelor in Paradise. I pick up the spot. I got to find the time. I hope I can, but I don't know if I have enough jokes
in me.
If
not, we got the podcast next week, so
we got the podcast.
We'll recap that.
So either way.
All right, so let's just do our weekly categories really quick. Would you rather show up at your ex's engagement to be embarrassed or have your significant other's ex show up at your engagement?
I'd rather be in Serena's shoes. You have the significant other's ex show up because it's almost like, okay, you're getting your last shot. Like, you know, you're making an active decision towards me. Not that I need that. I'm not a Marissa, but I do. That's the, in this scenario, that's the one.
Yeah, that would
like,
make me feel better.
I could care less. Yeah, and I also don't. If I'm showing up in an ex's engagement, I'm like, what's gone wrong in my life?
Right.
You know, it's about me right. more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So have Dean and Kaylin marry you, or have a wedding in Vegas
at Taco Bell Cantina. The way I said that, without even
you said
thinking,
Taco Bell Cantina so quickly.
Honestly, because you can get married at Taco Bell Cantina in Vegas on the Strip.
It's, really?
Well, it's like massive, and they have two floors, and they have like a party floor on the second. Honestly, after 3 a.m., Taco Bell Cantina is the hottest club in Vegas.
And I'll say Taco Bell, one of the better fast
food places. Oh, hands
on
the best.
I'm a huge fan. Get that cheesy gordita crunch.
Love.
Paradise predictions. Which couples do you see stay of the three? Do you see any of them?
I went with you on this. I don't see them making it for like forever. I don't think Marissa and Riley are going to be together that long, unfortunately. I think it's too hot, too heavy, and too many insecurities.
Yeah, totally agree. Kenny and Mari, what do you think?
No, I think that's so
delusional.
I think Mari's forcing it too much, and I think Kenny is in this like, you know, paradise, we're on vacation, falling in love realm. Like, I don't see him investing.
I mean, he said it so many times how much he like didn't see his life going that way. And it's like, so you're going to change your life in a place that's nothing like your
right.
life? Like, I don't know. It doesn't. Yeah. So I'm with you. How about Joe and Serena?
I want to say yes, but at the same time, I think that their age difference, not that age difference means anything always, because it doesn't, but I think their age difference specifically with them, I think she's way too immature, and Joe is, I don't know. I think they're very separate parts in their life.
Here's where I agree with you, and I'm going to just say it a little differently. I don't know about her maturity level, but I will say Joe does seem like he is like, okay, let's buy a house outside of
yes,
Chicago.
Yes, that's a better way.
Ready to go. But that also means Serena goes into, kind of disappears from Bachelor Nation. Like, you know, so it's like, is Serena up for no Nashville, no San Diego, no being in the stories, no more. You know, you kind of disappear from the world unless you come back and do a Kaylin, Dean type of return. But you're always going to have to come back together as a duo. And is Serena ready for retirement as a solo act? And I don't think she is.
And I think Joe is ready to retire Bachelor. I think Joe is ready to get the fuck out of Bachelor, be done. Sort of like a Tayshia and Zach thing. Like, Zach is nowhere to be found almost anywhere unless like he's running a marathon or something. Like, they're in Paris together, but Tayshia's still very much in it.
And Zach's 36
too. But Tayshia's also a different person. Like, she's been the Bachelorette. She's hosted already. Totally. So like, she has this stability where it can just be her. But I think with Serena, she's either with Joe or and out of Bachelor, or she has to like leave Joe and then she can actually be in Bachelor Nation.
Totally. I totally agree. And again, that kind of like relates to maturity too. It's just like this idea. Like, it was just interesting to think of like, so Serena's out. Like, you're not going to see like Tia, you expect to see Instagram stories. She's going to be, you know, out in Nashville on Broadway, that type of thing. You know, it's just interesting that an engagement kind of like ends the party for
you. It really does. Really does. All right. The cringiest moment for me, it's Kendall showing up at the engagement. That was like, that just,
it was pretty bad.
Some type of way, just because he didn't give her anything. And I think she was just really looking for that. You could see it in her face.
Yeah. Mine was Marissa needing the engagement. It just like, it told you everything.
Yeah. It's not going to, I don't think I want them. I would love for this to be a long haul. Like, I would love for that to be a long haul.
This isn't cheering against them. This is just saying what we saw.
Yeah. But I just don't see them working out. I think there's too many insecurities. And it was too hot and heavy at the beginning. Like, I think it's just more of an obsession, which is great. Like, love that. But for a real relationship, there needs to be, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. As they say with most relationships, we'll see. All right, I'll do my... Was there a weekend recap? Is there anything that happened this weekend, Kay?
My weekend was pretty low-key. I didn't have an exciting weekend. There was nothing.
You needed a break.
I got nothing.
That's okay.
I needed a break.
Here's my minute. You ready? We need to change this show. We need less people. We need... We need the option to be in a relationship without having to get engaged. This final episode should have been an hour with an hour live in studio. Let's see where they are now, where we get clips of them over the last couple months extending their relationship or not. That's why the beach needs a bell. Mm-hmm. When a couple happens, when the couple decides we want to go home, they ring the bell and a camera crew goes with them so that they can get the extra Instagram followers that come with the visit in at the end of the season. So that will take away this need for people to, you know, stay on the show for the wrong reasons. They can go and do their wrong reasons at home and do, you know, like, let's see what it's like when they go and visit each other. Let's pop in. But the idea that it's engagement or bust or the show being built on getting to the end is what hurts the show the most.
Yes.
So
that's so true.
That's kind of my fix for the show. Who won the week?
I was going to say Natasha, just because I feel like she didn't come out in a relationship, but she did come out with a fuck ton of followers. That was actually a really funny thing when they were going through the cast members and where they are now. And Natasha now has over 460,000 followers.
I loved
on
it.
Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
That one was really good. But I'm leaning in with you. So tell us yours.
Mine was Aaron James and the Women of San Diego.
I love it.
I just think
it's true.
Those two dudes are just going to burn up the beach. They're going to be partying, having fun, meeting women. I'm just excited for them. I think there should be a docuseries keeping up with the bros, keeping up with the bouncers. I wanted that show.
With the bouncers. I'm going to actually be in San Diego, not this weekend, but next weekend. So
let us
maybe we'll run K's into them. Weekend. Who knows? Another K's weekend. Coming up, I'll be in San Diego soon. I really want to meet James and burn all of his hair gel just because he looks so much better without it. But that's a different podcast.
That's for another episode.
Another episode. All right, guys, we will be back next week and we'll be going over all of Michelle's guys, breaking them down and seeing what having like some predictions about what's going to happen this season because it already looks like drama.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Already looks like drama. All right. So make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And then you can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Freed. And go follow at Fat Carrie Bradshaw because he'll be back next week as well. So we'll be back next week with a whole new season.
All right, guys. Bye.
Betches.